on a network of 91 stations around Australia. Radio TAB.
Danny Daly loves talking to us, Salty. Probably means that the Lions have been winning. And not only winning, they are the winning side in the competition at the moment. Morning, Danny.
Morning, boys. How are we?
See, can hear and feel that spring in your step, Danny.
Oh, mate, I'm at work already. I can't wait to get into the boys today. Yeah, it's good.
I bet the feeling is very good around the club.
Oh, mate, it's been a big few weeks for us. And, you know, it's one of those ones where people say you put a lid on or whatever, but we're just embracing the fact that we're going well and winning, and it's just good for the whole footy club, not just the footy department, but, you know, our admin and upstairs and everyone. So, now we're embracing it, mate, as we should.
Yeah, well, mate, it's the old saying, isn't it, that losing can be contagious, but so can winning.
Absolutely, 100%, mate.
Yeah, and look, and the players, they've been through a lot, but they would be relishing just the feeling at the moment.
Yeah, they are, and obviously we flew back from Tassie and just speaking to a few of the older guys, especially the ones that have been here through the whole journey, you know, like Dane Zorko and Squizzy Taylor and Dizzy Gardner, like, yeah, just the smiles on their faces, and, like, they can't believe, one, how we're playing, and two, how it feels to be winning, like. And I think the biggest thing was, to me, was the last 8 or 9 minutes of the game when we virtually had it in the bag, but our players just refused to give up and didn't want to concede any goals, and they just love winning at the minute, and they love the fact that we are winning. So it's good to see those older guys enjoying it as well.
Yeah, because they've been through a heck of a lot, Danny, those players that you just mentioned. Yeah, and for those that left saying, oh, homesick and all that sort of stuff, and they might be battling at other clubs that they went to, and some might not even be playing AFL, as I noticed too recently. They're in the VFL at the moment and various other competitions. I wonder how they're feeling at the moment, if only they'd stuck it out for an extra season or two.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, you know. I think sometimes players get caught up in the emotion of how the team is travelling and use that as an excuse to get back home, but and again, like you just got to embrace the fact that guys like, as I said, Squizzy Taylor and Dizzy Gardner and these sort of guys have hung fat with a footy club and stayed, and now they can see that you know, we're going somewhere, and you know, all our young kids have re-signed, so the joint's in a good place at the minute, and you know, people make decisions in life, and they've got decisions to make, and some chose to leave, and you know, good luck to them, but we'll keep moving forward with the crew we've got, and we're happy with the crew we've got.
And Danny, I would think that if you take the three wins in a row now, a very good win when you have to travel to the West and play either the Eagles or, in this case, the Dockers. A win against the Blues. Yes, you'd say, well, we'll take any win, but they're a side that's struggling. But I think a lot of the players would probably never have experienced something like beating Hawthorn.
Well, no, they wouldn't have, and even, you know, the fact that they'd won 24 or 26 games there, like, we always knew it was going to be a challenge for us.
Yeah.
But it was a real interesting one, obviously, because, you know, Hodgie and Fags are from Hawthorn, and we've played them once before. Like, early in the week, we started talking about Hawthorn quite a bit and how they've changed since we've played them, and, you know, our leadership group said, look, just, we'll be right, boys, don't worry too much about Hawthorn, we're going pretty well, and you know, they basically took over the meetings this week, and we just sat back and watched, and it was, to be honest, it was a joy to watch, because they're just embracing the fact of how we're going. And I think I mentioned on your show about a month ago that the biggest issue we thought we had was our players believing they could win.
Yep.
But now that, especially after the Perth game and the Carlton game, they're starting to believe that, so they basically ran the show this week, and they went out and they actioned the task. So that was probably the most pleasing part from our point of view.
Yeah.
Danny, one of the things that we've spoken a fair bit about, and I know Chris Fagan was on the program talking about it as well, is how much work you guys have done with contested footy. And when you look at it, and I was reading an article on the club's website yesterday about comparing last year to this year, we only won 4 games last year as far as contested footy stats are concerned.
Yep.
You'd been on top 3 times before the bye, and now that total is up to, is it 6 now, as far as not winning on the scoreboard, but winning contested footy is concerned. And that must be a pleasing thing, given how much you focused on it in the lead-up to the season.
Yeah, it's pleasing in so far as you said, we trained it over the pre-season, so the players are starting to see the reward for training it. As you said, we've won six, and I think we were equal in one other game, so that's a pretty good result for us, considering we're a poor contested side for a long period of time. One thing we haven't shied away from is the fact that we came in with a game plan about being offensive, and we've never changed that, regardless of what people think about our ball movement, but we've really had a focus on our contested ball and our defence, and they're the two biggest improvement areas of our season so far. So, again, it gives the players a great understanding that, you know, what we do as coaches in terms of, you know, reviewing the season, what we need to work on is coming to fruition. So, yeah, it's been probably the most pleasing part of our game this year, our contested ball situation.
Danny, just going back to the point you made, belief in themselves, and that's probably a good point. You know, a lot of times you get a young side who they may be in front at various stages of a game, but there's not a real genuine belief within themselves that we can actually go on and shut this out and win. And it, when you do get a couple of wins under the board, it changes that mentality. You think, yes, we can actually go on and win. And it makes a big difference to how a young player's approach games.
Oh, it makes a massive difference. And, you know, again, the next six games we were either in front or equal in last quarters against sides, and we just weren't able to close the deal. And as a coaching staff in the box, you're sending out message after message trying to get your players to, you know, react and basically do what we need to do to get the win. But especially after the Freo game, I think our players started understanding exactly everything they'd been doing in the previous 8 or 9 weeks. And the last 2 weeks, we, you know, they've just gone about doing what they need to do. And as I said, in meetings, everyone's talking up now, and they're starting to believe in each other, and they've played a lot of games with each other. And our young kids are starting to stand up in games, like, you know, Rain and McCluggage, Berry. Like, these sort of guys have been outstanding for us in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So, as silly as it may sound, belief's just, it's so important amongst the young group.
You've got Adelaide, Geelong and North in the next 3 weeks. Is it fair to say a month or so ago, and then Collingwood after that as well?
And then the Eagles.
Yeah.
End up. So there's, of all the games still to come, Salty, you're right. There's a lot of teams in contention that have got to play the lines that will be a bit fearful of it.
And not just that, but Danny, what I was going to say was in about a month or 6 weeks ago, you might have been intimidated by that, but you're going to go in now as a playing group and coaching staff with full belief that you can win these games.
Absolutely. And my year-old son did the ladder predictor last night and said we can still make the 8, so I'm not sure that'll happen, but it's a good point. Like, and we spoke a little bit about that yesterday as coaches. The players weren't in yesterday, but, you know, we've got some really big games coming up insofar as, you know, at the Gabba one where the crowds will start coming back, so it's important for us to embrace who we're playing, but also for our players to understand that the sides we're playing are right up there and fighting for the 8, as you said. So they're great opportunities for us to really put a stamp on our season and on the competition. And I think, as you said, 3 or 4 weeks ago, opposition clubs might have been too concerned about us. But I think the clubs we're playing in the next month will be probably doing a little bit more homework on us. So we need to make sure that, you know, we keep embracing the challenges that are ahead of us and keep going through the process of what we're doing. And, you know, the results will take care of themselves, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Well, as we said, coming up, there's only one side that is really not in contention for finals football that you play, and that's the Suns. But you've got the Crows, you've got this week, and that's at home. That's a big game, and they'll be without their captain, Tex Walker, who's got a week. But you've got Geelong, you've got North Melbourne, you've got Collingwood, and you've got the West Coast. They're all in contention, so you could have a big part to play. You mightn't be in the finals yourselves, but you might have a big part to play, and who is?
Well, absolutely, and as you said, it's pretty tight for that, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th spot. So, again, we can certainly shape the 8, but what we can also do is, I keep using the word belief, and I apologise for that, but if we can win a few of these games against this, you know, these sides, it'll give our guys unbelievable belief and going into another pre-season for the next season, knowing we can match it against sides that are, you know, right up there.
Looking at the champion data stats to come out of the game of the weekend, and you talk about giving players a boost when they see the numbers that some of them produced. You know, Steph Martin, again, huge. But when you get players like Hugh McLuggage as well having good weeks and seeing those numbers, also as far as we talk about from a team point of view, Danny, where the players get self-belief, but individually as well, just to know that what they're doing is working.
Yeah, it is, and I think, again, that's been one of the greatest things over the last 4 weeks. We've had a good balance of players getting possessions. Previous to that, like it was, you know, probably Dane Beams and Zorks getting, you know, 30, 35 touches, but we're getting players, you know, 10, 11 players getting between 20 and 30 touches, which makes it such an even contribution for the team that it makes it hard for opposition players to... you know, really look at us and see who to shut down. So, you know, and Witherden's another one. He had 29 on the weekend, is providing run from half back. Obviously, Hodgie didn't play, so that was another great thing for the footy club, that our players could go out there and get the job done without Hodgie down there. So our younger players are coming through really, really well, and we're getting an even contribution from everyone. Even someone like Aretha Matheson, who isn't getting a lot of possessions, but he's been able to come on and play his role in the midfield and continue to help us win contested ball while Beamsy and Zorks are on the bench and might be going forward. So we're getting a lot more of an even contribution from our whole group, which is very important as well.
Mate, it's a huge game for the Crows this weekend. They can't afford to let the teams above them, the teams in the eight, be 2 wins, 8 points in, above them. It's a huge game for them.
It's a massive game. It's Saturday night footy at the Gabba, and you know, hopefully we get 20,000-25,000 parochial Brisbane supporters, and yeah, it's a massive game for them. As you said, their captain's out, which is big for them as well. So you know, they'll come out here. They're playing some pretty good footy at the minute over the last 2 or 3 weeks with Sloan back and some of their guys regaining some form. So it's another massive opportunity for us. But as I said earlier, there's no reason why we can't come out and have a full-out assault on Adelaide and take it right up to them.
Yeah, it's that big a game. I think Hutchie even wants to come along to it.
Apparently he wants to sack off assistant coaches. So, anyway, everyone's got their opinions in footy, mate, but we just keep on doing what we're doing.
Good on you, mate. Lovely to talk with you. Well done on the weekend. Just one final thing. What did Hodgie have to say to the players after the win against his old club?
Oh, mate, he obviously sat in the box, and you know, it was good for him to sit in there and see what goes on there, and obviously see what's going on. But yeah, he was the first one down to embrace the players, and he had a quick chat to them after the game. I think it was more about embrace the win, but great sides, just get on with it and get ready for the next game. So I think deep down he was pretty excited for the boys, and also getting a win against the old mob as well. So he's been pretty important for us.
Yeah, certainly has. Good on you, mate. Good to talk with you. Well done. And look forward to a huge game Saturday night.
Yeah, thanks, boys. You have a good day and a good week.